Far-left activist identified as suspect in Canada protest hit and run. By Chris Tomlinson on February 8, 2022. Winnipeg police have identified far-left activist David Alexander Zegarak as the driver accused of running down four anti-mandate protesters on Friday. Zegarak, 42, was arrested Friday at around 10:30 p.m. after a Jeep struck a group of four protesters at Winnipeg's Memorial Boulevard at around 9:30 p.m. that evening. Authorities temporarily hospitalized one of the injured protesters, while three others suffered minor injuries as a result of the incident. The assembly was a peaceful protest against civil rights restrictions imposed in Canada in the name of stopping the Chinese coronavirus. Police initially refused to comment on the identity of the driver of the vehicle but later stated that 42-year-old Zegarak would be looking at various charges including four counts of assault with a weapon, failing to stop at the scene of an accident and dangerous operation of a motor vehicle. According to a report from the Winnipeg Free Press, Zegarak has a history in Winnipeg's punk music scene as part of the political punk group Brat Attack, whose lyrics feature far-left and anti-conservative themes. Conservative outlet Rebel News reported that of the group's songs is directed at former conservative Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper and is entitled "Hey Harper, You Anti-Choice Homophobe Fuck, Die Die Die." It includes the lyrics, "Fuck you, Mr. Stephen Harper. You fascist white bread Bible thumper. It's not okay to be anti-gay. I think Mr. Homophobe needs some dick today." A 2008 profile of a man who fits Zegarak's description, same name, founder of Brat Attack, Winnipeg resident, reportedly formed an anarchist activist group while living in St. John's in the province of Newfoundland in an effort to use music and other methods to spread far-left ideology. Police have not confirmed any potential motives. Constable Rob Carver told reporters on Saturday that some comments were made by the accused that tends to suggest this was not specifically about the vaccine mandates. He wasn't for or against any of the general views that are floating around this country. Winnipeg Mayor Brian Bowman also commented on the incident saying, "While I expect the Winnipeg Police Service to address details of this incident as appropriate, I remind all Winnipeggers of the need for calm. Canadians have the right to protest peacefully/lawfully and without injury." Last year, Winnipeg saw several statues toppled on Canada's national holiday Canada Day by far-left extremists and others, including statues of former Queen Victoria and current Queen Elizabeth II. The toppling of the statues was celebrated by local far-left New Democrat, NDP, MP Nikki Ashton, who stated on Twitter, "Decolonization on the grounds of our legislature on Treaty 1 territory, the homeland of the Métis," followed by a heart emoji. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.